Now it's time for the kids to come on down for Kids Corner, and Ginger Bartlett will be presenting that this morning.
Anyway, the monk decided that he would make a little biscuit, and he made them in the shape of hands. And he called them, and I hope I'm pronouncing it right, because it's in Italian, and I don't speak good English, so that could be a problem. But I believe they were called Prediola is the name of the biscuit he made, and it meant little gift. Now, he gave it to the kids that would pray, and you know what? The kids loved it. And they started praying more and more and more. They started eating more and more of these little prediolis. Well, they had visitors one day to the church, and they came from the country of Germany. And the German people went, whoa, these are good. I'm going to take some home. So they took them to their country, and they thought, these are so good. We're going to just add something to them. We're going to put a glaze on them, and we're going to put salt on them. And we might shape them just a little bit differently. That's what they did. And you know what? The German people loved them. And they started eating them. And today, it's one of the most popular foods in Germany that they eat. Now, it gets better. In 1861, a man called John Strodus come to Pennsylvania. And he opened a bakery. And he made these things. And they were very popular. But they changed the name of them. Now, I've given you some hints. They were little biscuits. Then they changed them. They put glaze on them and dipped them in salt. And they changed the shape a little bit. Do you know what they were? They were very popular today. We eat them all the time. Any ideas? What? No, not an normal round biscuit. But I'll show you what they were. Pretzels. That's what they were, pretzels. So every time you look at a pretzel, you can think about one man many, many years ago that wanted children to pray. And so he created what is now known as pretzels. Now, what I want to share with you this morning is it's so important for us to pray to God. He loves us. He wants us to talk to him. We're his children. How would you feel if somebody you love never talked to you? Be kind of sad, wouldn't it? He wants us to talk to him, so I want you guys to start praying and pray a lot to the Lord because he loves that. Every time you see a pretzel, think about that guy and think about how neat it is to pray to God, okay? Now, I've got a sack of pretzels for you guys this morning. So as you leave, pick up your pretzels, but first I want to pray, okay? Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for just having the right and the privilege to talk to you. We know you love us. You know that you want to hear from us, whether we got a sore toe or whether we had a bad day or whether we had a good day. You just want to talk to us, and you want us to talk to you. So we just thank you for that great privilege of you loving us and wanting us to talk with you. We love you so much, Lord. Amen. Okay.
Good message for the kids and for us. All right, let's stay seated while the kids collect missions money and